This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Oh, Alice. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We got three. There we go.
Days Friday.
You know what I want. Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Yeah, it is.
Did you have a nice day yesterday, Vincent? How did yesterday go?
My day went as follows. I finished with you guys.
Uh-huh.
And I already had my gear all ready. I ran out for a surf. And then I had to run home because my shift began quickly. So as I got home, and this is just a window into shelter in place, working from home with the kids, no daycare. The missus was in the backyard. It was a really nice day.
Yes.
Super nice. I had a wonderful little break in between work and then, you know, daddy daycare. But we're in the process of trying to, I guess it's called potty training, you know, but of course, as I get home, and I'm looking for everyone. They're in the back. Oh, we're in the backyard.
Are we
my
hosing
kid
down
has
the potty
pooped
trainer?
And peed herself and she's frozen like a statue waiting for help.
You got
and
there
mom,
just in
of
time.
Course.
So I gotta go.
here's the scene: the mom is on her laptop trying to work. Mm-hmm. The kid has walked around a corner to not be seen.
Yes,
doing her business,
what is that?
But
that's
she
funny,
has no
isn't
diaper
it?
On.
Oh,
and weirdly, she also has no underwear on as well. So she's got pajama bottoms over.
Oh no.
So the Duke is down by her calf.
Yeah.
And if you're familiar with that rolling, it leaves a little snail trail, the rolling Duke. Now I've, and so as I come around.
Did you
I'm
go
like,
just pick her up and squish well, that sucker?
No. I mean, you could see something was wrong. She was frozen.
Like, uh-oh. Well, now it's in my pant leg.
Ah. And poop and pee. Poop, pee. Oh,
no.
God.
Oh, boy, she.
I didn't realize how bad it was until I saw that, you know, normally this is more info than anyone really wants.
I need all the info, frankly. I'm so glad that's not me.
If you're curious about the state of that diaper, you sometimes will just grab the back to see if there's a
you chunk. Just see what's in there. Let's feel. Let's feel that out.
Right,
and see
right.
What's.
In this case, you could see the lump was down by her calf. Being held in by the elastic of her pajama bottoms.
Well, that's small.
So, the cleanup began, which included a hose and...
Oh, the hose. Well, that's cold.
Well, sorry. You pooped yourself. Well, you wanted me to bring you in the house like that? That was the start of my shift, was that. I was just like, oh, my God. Here we go.
Well, so, at least you got there in the nick of time, you know, your wife
well,
got to go off
thing,
to her
like,
day. And
mom's busy working a high-tech job at a laptop, so I'm not, if there was any mistake made, it was, don't trust that kid to tell you she's gonna, you know what I mean? But we also have to potty train her.
Yeah.
We're just
so she's gotta be, she has to have, you know, the underpants, the no diaper time available to her, and whatever accidents make. You did poop
yes,
yourself.
Yes, you pooped yourself.
Yes, Hulk baby. That's what that is in your pant leg. Trying
was
to sneak out.
Pajama
and then, of course,
leg.
Her,
you're right.
She's peed herself, too. So
yes. Yeah, I mean, hope she let it all fly.
So you just threw those pants out, right? I mean, that's...
I don't, no, I got the offensive materials out of there, and I'm pretty sure we're going to wash them and use them. I don't think it's
that had to be fun
world.
Getting the pants off her. I mean, that's, you know, now
like I said, I showed up just in time for the party. Mm. Anyway,
you should make Isla change her. Isla, you're almost seven now. It's time.
Jesus.
Clean that kid up. It's your sister. It's going to be your responsibility your whole life.
Yeah. No, that's
well,
not
that sounds like a fun way to start
happen.
The day.
We're still working very hard. We go in and out of, you know, sisters are good,
yep.
to, I don't want her in my room.
Mm. Well,
what the hell?
You had no. I had a sister for you, but you don't seem to, but there's no returning her. You
yeah.
know.
Anyway, it's all part of the party.
So
it's all part
sounds
of 2020,
like you're,
everybody.
Yeah, oh my God, it's the best year ever. Somewhere. You seem to have changed your daddy daycare hours.
Yes.
What's happening with that? I thought it seemed like you used to just have to, you know, you were itching to go play with your daughters.
Was I?
It seemed like it.
Yeah.
I mean.
It seemed like to me.
Oh, you guys, I got to go. I mean, I just. I am
taking a break in between work and
end of the show.
You're right. I'm
how long do you get? What is this break you speak of?
Well, I mean, it varies. Obviously, if she's got an appointment or a meeting, then our plans go out the window. So that's sort of. But in a best case scenario, I get to leave. I get to be done here, go for a surf, come back, and then I take over until dinner time.
Ah.
Which is a longer shift, but it's better for me that I've had my break.
Yes, because you feel like, okay, I've had some fun today, did some me things.
Right, exactly right. So it's while things have improved considerably for me that I've been able to get out and enjoy the outdoors, it's still not what it's not what anyone signed up for, I know, but I'm not pleased.
Right.
It's a lot.
It is.
It's a lot of work. In fact, when
and it piles on.
When the kid subject came up the first time, like the very first, I just said straight up, I don't want to work that hard. The kids are a ton of work. I don't know. I know there are so many people who are like, it's so easy. I don't get it. What? For those people, I say.
Yes. Good on you. Congratulations on having it all together. The rest of us, we're struggling.
I don't mean to say that this is just a me thing. I'm not telling you that it should be hard for you. If it's easy for you, that's incredible.
Mm.
I'm so happy that things come easy and you're managing a million things at once. Even my kids know. Even my daughter will, like, when the youngest comes up and I'm in the middle of something, my oldest daughter will intervene and be like, Dad can only do one thing at a time. You got to leave him alone.
Oh, isn't that... She's really starting to get you, huh?
Well, she fully gets me. That's the point. Mm. She fully understands that Dad gets frustrated fast and starts to really.
He can only
come
do one thing
done.
At a time, and he's going to do my thing.
Right.
So you need to scoot.
You're not kidding. That's exactly the scenario. Anyway,
yeah, it was a nice
afternoon. Beautiful weather. No complaints other than the poor kid crapped herself. But
I'm sorry.
That's a hopefully a teachable moment. And so today I do the windshield that I didn't do last week.
Oh,
and that's my get out of the house plan for today.
So no surfing,
anything.
Safe
I'll be
repair,
over the hill.
Safe light replace.
At the window repair place. Mm-hmm. And I'll be reading a book for the first time in I don't know how long.
What are you reading?
Well, nothing yet, but when I get there, I'm going to start reading the new Cormoran Strike book.
Oh, it's so good.
I haven't touched it. I haven't even downloaded it yet.
People investigating things.
I know. It's wonderful.
Just, you know, sitting there watching a house. Oh, so good.
You like it.
Oh, my God.
Did you finish it yet?
No. I'm not even. I'm like halfway done. It's so long,
awesome.
Vinny. So long.
That is great. Anyway, what was your day like? You didn't, I'm assuming neither of your kids crapped themselves.
No. Well, not that I know of. If they did, they had to take care of that themselves at their age, which is nice. No, we sent the one kid to Colorado yesterday. He was, you know, Professor Killjoy, too, who doesn't, he, you know.
People are flying. It's, I mean, I don't want to. I get he probably doesn't want to either. But tons of people are flying, and they're doing fine with it.
Yeah.
Keep your mask on.
It's a work thing.
Wash your
hands. Actually, there were a lot of, he sent some pictures from the airport, and way more people than I thought. Not crowded.
Right.
You know, the way that the airport normally is, but plenty of people in the photograph. Now, remember when Hooman put up some, I think it was not long into this whole thing. He was at the airport and he did, what's that?
It wasn't, no, it was probably March, April. He was already out.
Yeah, he was out. He's got things to do and nothing's going to stop him. Right. But it seemed actually way safer then because there truly was, it was a ghost town at SFO. So he's flying. He's mostly going to only be with his boss. They're going out to Colorado to do this thing for this technology that they're working on. And so they're actually going to be out in the... I know. Whatever. Look, I'm knocking wood. Let's hope that kid can support the whole family at some point. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Technology.
Go, Professor Killjoy. Go. Because he's, you know... But that's the thing. He had to pack like a drill... And a battery, and a, you know, rechargeable battery pack and all this for this thing he has to do when he's out there. So he thinks he's going to take that right on the plane with him.
A drill.
Yeah, a drill and the set of bits and the, you know, replaceable batteries.
Lithium ion batteries.
In the hell?
Yeah, those things. I know. So he's he packs it in his carry-on and they go, no, that's... You can't carry a drill on the plane.
If people took a plane down with box cutters, we're pretty sure a drill...
A drill's not going to...
A fully functioning drill would be a problem, too.
Right. Those plastic windows, I don't know how long they'll hold up, but it's... So he was very surprised, but he went, oh, okay.
Windows.
I know. I just don't...
You know what that reminds me of as a kid? What? How many times I, in an effort to complete some project... would find the wrong, use the absolute wrong tool, but in my head thinking, I absolutely used a drill one time and was trying, my dad walked in on me trying to cut something with a drill.
Oh, well, that would eventually work.
Eventually,
so,
yes,
you know,
except in the process
drill enough holes
destroying-
in something and you can certainly break it along that line.
That's just that look of, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, it sounds like your dad and my kid's dad. This, you know, you need the right tool for the job.
Yes, absolutely.
There's a tool for every job, and you need
the
right
process,
tool.
You're breaking my stuff.
Hmm. Yep. Well, this.
Well, I'm just trying
never
to.
Gonna
that's not to, how we do that.
Yeah. Here,
you
let
come
me
get dad. I'll help you.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I like helping you. I'm your dad. You know.
Anyway, so he did get the drill on. They had to pack that.
He had to go away from security and go check that bag.
Yeah.
And then he carried his, you know, whatever else. So it's so funny though, because they've got this whole plan for when he gets home, he has to quarantine. He's been, you know, he's been flying, he's been out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're gonna plastic off the bathroom. There's the two
Jesus.
Kids rooms are on this one side of the house and there's a bathroom between them, so we're gonna, and Riley's down the end of the hall, so he's gonna have his room and the bathroom to himself. And I don't know, we're going to slide food through the window. I just don't know how that'll work. And then his brother has to use my shower and the little guest bathroom thing. So that'll be fun.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but
don't
we
have
a plan, which is good.
Where does Kapuro stay? He can't stay where Kapuro stays?
No, that's not available.
An option. All right.
No, it's not. Because that would have been... wonderful,
ideal.
Wouldn't it have?
Yeah.
It would have been ideal, but it's not available. So that, and yesterday we did the Johnny Pod.
Mm.
That was the funniest Johnny Pod we've ever done. I think that we laughed our asses off the whole time. It was a really good time. So it was, why was it so funny?
BMI and John's funny, you know, your husband.
Yeah, he's pretty funny on there.
What's BMI?
Body mass index.
Yeah.
Like Johnny's lard ass, apparently. He went to his doctor. Oh, yeah, that was another thing that was funny. Yeah. Like, his doctor is a woman and she needs to get out all this junk and move stuff around. And then she called him fat and, you know, it's like a whole thing. So,
but it was she kidding or because I've actually had that same conversation where my doc was like, and that's what I've said on the air many times. And people have, you know, they write in and go, mm-hmm. Your body weight isn't about your health. Stop saying that. You're calling me fat. And I'm like, no, actually, my doctor called me fat.
Yeah, I don't think she said the word. The doctor usually is much more, you know, they're just nicer than that. They don't want to just look at you and go, hey, fatty, time to drop a few. But I guess that she did his BMI for him and went, see, this is not. So right. Now he's like, oh, you know, I work out every, I mean, I don't go hard or anything. So now I guess ever since he went to the doctor, he's just been like, just going crazy. But he's a guy who I've seen him in all shapes. Mm-hmm. Like when he was a kid, he had like that kid body, just like lean and probably didn't matter what he ate. But you know, we get older and now he's right. 45 and he's a dude who just is living his life, especially in quarantine. I mean, maybe we saw him like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. He came into the studio and we were like, whoa, way to be cracking on it. You know, like he looked really lean and he's not fat. I mean, that's ridiculous.
No, it's just that when you thick. I know this feeling. I absolutely know it. You go into the doc and they say you need to drop weight. You're carrying more weight than I want you to have on your right. body, period. And you just go, okay, well, that's, look, I prefer to be lean too, but I also have more responsibilities than I've ever wanted, and I don't have time. Right. I love, you know what I miss so much? I used to love lifting weights.
Oh.
I loved it, but it's a discipline. You can't just go in and lift for a day and then, you know, not lift again for a month. Right. You have to actually do that.
It's not a once a week thing.
It's a program. You either decide you're going to do 3 or 4 days a week or sometimes 6. It doesn't matter, you know, what you choose, but you've got to stick with that over a period of time. And there's just no way right now. It's not possible.
Well, I mean, that's just sort of.
And I'm sure he's in the same boat, which is because how many businesses does he run? I don't know.
He's got a lot going on right
now. The restaurant left, though, that's over, right?
Well, that was never his business. He, you know, basically put his name on somebody else's sports bar. Sure, you can use my name, and here's some things to decorate with. I'd love to get these out of my house. You know, and he's Johnny, so he loves to party. So he, I'm sure, right. was over there all the time. But that, I think that is totally gone now. Well, and with the pandemic, it was, you know.
It was doomed. Right.
A lot of things were doomed. But yeah, he's
anyway, so.
He does have a lot going on. He's
the
in the middle of this.
Podcast was killer, though.
It was. He's doing the Warren Miller thing this week and.
Oh, that's awesome.
I guess because, you know, there's just a lot happening with it.
He's doing the voiceover this week, or you mean promotion for the film?
Well, I think the voiceover's done. What they're doing now is virtual red carpets. Like, I guess because no one can go see this movie, it's going to be like an event on, I don't know, whatever, YouTube or whatever. So you'll be able to sign up for certain showings of it, and then there'll be like a live pre-show with some pre-recorded interviews. I mean, he's got a full studio set up at his house, like multiple cameras that are remotely controlled from someplace in, what do you say, Colorado or something?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, somewhere far.
Somewhere, anyone can look into his living room at any time, like these people.
And control the cameras.
And control them and focus them and, you know, cut between. This is all
put in by Warren Miller Inc. or whatever?
I guess so, yes.
Okay.
I'm like, you gotta, like, Instagram. Like, I want to see what your house looks like right now. He's like, Malia's not, his wife is not thrilled. So.
Right.
Anyway, that's, you know, look, it's
as
hard
to. Talk to you from my wife's desk.
Oh, boy.
A lot of people have had more intrusion than they're into.
Yes. Intrusion is the word. Because we all have our little, these are the things that are ours. And that we're able to go to and focus, and these are our places. And when there's someone kind of elbowing their way in there, like, oh, I'm really going to put some stuff here, and I'll just put this one thing over here. And
I try not to do that, as a matter of fact. So, in fact, I've noticed there are people, when I look at the videos Bryn posts, there are people who are like, Vin, you got to step your background game up. Everybody else is, and it's like, you guys, this isn't my desk. I don't get to step any game up. What I will do, though, I've decided, because I, you know, you start to go, oh, so this is me being lazy, I guess, right? Okay. So I will get, when I return this big gig monster box, which I'm going to do hopefully very soon, I will get one of those. I'm going to take that board from behind. I'm leaving the building with the Alice sign that's currently behind Nicole, and I'll bring that here and slide it in during the show.
Then what will
How do you even transport that?
Did they already clean all that out?
I'll fold it into pieces.
Roll it up like a poster.
There are banners.
Backdrops.
I'm going to do that.
And frames for them and stuff. I mean,
Promotions used to carry those around all the time. So I'm sure they're stored somewhere. We're not using them for any reason.
As soon as I go up to the station, I will get one and I will start sliding that in behind me. And then I will put it in the closet when it's not in use.
That'll be great.
I hope that little
unit works out. I mean, did you get the message? He said they're ordering one. So
I got no message, no.
You know, I have some old Gmail for you. Did you have an old Gmail?
I have had the same Gmail for over 5 years, not 10.
Hold, because I sent it
like
to you on
Like, what you're
my...
stuck on, and this goes back to you won't clean your phone out.
It was on my phone.
It's now on you. I've had the same Gmail. I haven't changed it.
Hang on, let me find it.
Forever.
It's fine. So we should go to break, then we can find it.
I'll find it during the break, and I'm going to send it to you. Yeah, so I have confirmation that a new unit is ordered.
Awesome.
And I got a bounce back this morning that Vin didn't get the message. So I'll figure it out, and we'll get it to him. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Al the Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.